You know, I say it often. And when my time comes to go with the Lord, you put in my funeral service. Aren't you glad you're saved? I'm thrilled. Best thing on earth. Now, in the Epistle to the Hebrews, there are 12 exhortations, each of which starts with two words, let us. And on 12 different occasions, we are urged, let us. Let us be cautious. Let us hold fast. Let us lay aside. Let us consider, and so forth. This afternoon, this morning, we want to consider the let us of Hebrews chapter 12. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 28. Hebrews 12:28. Wherefore, we receiving a kingdom which cannot be moved, let us have grace. Let us have grace. What is grace? Grace has two aspects, the divine aspect and the one we very seldom think of. There's a human aspect to grace. The divine aspect is favor to one who doesn't deserve it, favor to one who doesn't merit it, favor to one who doesn't heed it, and favor to one who doesn't even seek it. Divine favor. Unmerited, unheeded, and unsought. That's divine grace. But then we have the other aspect of grace. It said, let us have grace. How do we have grace? Language has changed quite a bit, and that's why some of you are reading the New King James Version. I remember as a child, when we came to the dinner table, my father would always say, or often say, let us say grace. I don't know how many of you remember a term like that. I can understand. Let us say grace. What does it mean? Let us give thanks. And the expression here, let us have grace, means let us be thankful. In the Revised Version it reads, let us have thankfulness. Beck translation, let us give thanks. Darby says, let us be thankful. And all the translations, let us have grace means let us be thankful. And again I say, beloved, aren't you glad you say? That's much to be thankful for. Much to be thankful for. I think of the hymn, Lord, I thank thee for salvation. I'm sure we've often thanked the Lord for salvation. Grace so rich and free. You know one thing? One reason why I thank the Lord? The fire and the torments my eyes will never see. I'm going to heaven. Everybody else there going to heaven? If you're not, please take the Lord Jesus Christ here and now. Let us be thankful. You know, one of the worst things on earth is unthankfulness, lack of appreciation. Let's look at a few of them. Genesis chapter 40, please. And many of these, all of these, we are familiar with. The sin of unthankfulness, the sin of ungratefulness. What a terrible sin. Genesis chapter 40. Verse 14. Joseph says, think on me when it shall be well with thee, show kindness, I pray thee, unto me, and make mention of me unto Pharaoh, and bring me out of this house. Verse 23. Yet did not the chief butler remember Joseph, but forgot him. Isn't that sad? Unthankfulness. Judges chapter 8. The sin of unthankfulness. The sin of ungratefulness. How terrible. Judges chapter 8. Verse 33. It came to pass as soon as Gideon was dead that the children of Israel turned again and went a-whoring after Balaam and made Baal-berith their god. The children of Israel remembered not the Lord their God who had delivered them out of the hands of all their enemies, neither showed their kindness to the house of Zerubbabel, namely Gideon, according to all the goodness which he had done. Isn't that sad? Ingratitude, lack of appreciation. And then there's that well-known one in the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 9. Ecclesiastes, chapter 9, verses 14 and 15. There was a little city, few men within it. There came a great king against it and besieged it and built great bulwarks against it. Now, there was found in that city a poor wise man. He, by his wisdom, delivered the city, yet no man remembered that same poor man. Isn't that sad? Ungratefulness. And I think again of our Lord Jesus Christ. We find that in the book of Luke, chapter 17. Luke chapter 17. Verse 11. It came to pass as he went to Jerusalem that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men. Please note that, 10 men. That were lepers which stood afar off. They lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. When he saw them, he said to them, go show yourselves unto the priests. It came to pass as they went, they were cleansed. One out of 10, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified the Lord, fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks, and he was a Samaritan. Read verse 17. It almost seems to me that the Lord was hurt. Jesus answering said, where are the 10? Were they not 10? No, where are the 9? One returned to give thanks. The sin of unthankfulness. I have a little quote here. How sharper than a serpent's teeth is it to have an unthankful child? The story is told. I heard it long ago. I don't have a copy of it. I just remember it. This lady was a widow. And she worked hard to send her son through school. And there he was at one of the outstanding schools of the nation. Very boastful fellow. And as he was walking to the house where they lived, His mother was a maid there. And he lived there. He was walking with one of his classmates to this big mansion. And he said to his classmate, "There is where I live." And his classmate looked around amazed and saw a lady not too far in the garden. His classmate said, "Who is that lady?" That was this fellow's mother. He said, "She's my maid." The wind brought the sound of his voice to his mother. His mother went to her bedroom, and when they found her, she was dead. Ingratitude. Lack of thankfulness. How sad. How painful. And yet we have a lot to thank the Lord for. Turn with me, please, to James chapter 1. Now, I have a lot of scriptures here, and I'm going to ask you to turn to many of them with me. And you will remember that when you turn the pages of the Bible, if you listen carefully, you'll hear some music. Have you ever noticed that? You turn these pages, there's a certain music. So turn the pages with me, beloved. And besides my voice, which may not be very interesting, you will hear a sweet, sweet musical note. James chapter 1, verse 17. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above. Isn't that something to be thankful for? Exodus chapter 4. Exodus chapter 4. Verse 10. Exodus chapter 4, verse 10. You'll have to pardon me. I have a lot of static electricity between these pages, and they don't want to separate. But bear with me, and I'll get them separated. Exodus 4, verse 10. Moses said unto the Lord, "O my Lord, I am not eloquent, neither heretofore nor since thou hast spoken unto thy servant. I am slow of speech and of a slow tongue." Now read verse 11. The Lord said unto him, "Who made man's mouth? Can you talk? Can you speak? Are you thankful? Who makes the dumb or the deaf? Can you hear? Are you thankful? Can you see? Are you thankful?" You have heard this story. A man was walking along barefoot, shoulders bent, head bent, walking along complaining, "I have no shoes. I have no shoes." And as he walked along, he looked to the side there, and behold, he saw a man who had no feet. What do you think happened to this man? His shoulders went up, his head went up, and he walked with a fantastic tip. Thankful, that man had no feet. He had feet, even though he had no shoes. Are we thankful for the many blessings which the Lord gives us? Deuteronomy chapter 7. Deuteronomy chapter 7. Verse 15. The Lord will take away from thee all sickness, and will put none of the evil diseases of Egypt which thou knowest upon thee, but will lay them upon all that hate thee. Are you in good health? Or you say, I have this pain and that pain, but you're here. My wife is not here. She cannot be here. Sister Lillian is not here. She can't be here. So with all of our aches and pains, we ought to be a thankful people. It could always be worse. Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 13. It shall come to pass, if you shall hearken diligently unto my commandments, which I command you this day, to love the Lord your God and to serve him with all your heart and with all your soul, I will give you the rain of your land in due season, and so forth. Are we thankful to God for the weather? You know, sometimes we listen to the weatherman and we think that he causes the weather. He doesn't cause the weather. God causes the weather. And I'm reminded of my brother Rose, brother George, with their testimony to this. Never complain and say that the weather is bad. Or, if you pardon the expression, this is a nasty day. God sent the weather. And whether we can appreciate it or not, it's a blessing from God. Genesis, well, Psalm 136. Psalm 136. Verse 25. Who giveth food to all flesh? Did you have breakfast this morning? God gave it to you. He gives food to all flesh, and as the Lord tells us, even the fowl of the air. And you know one of the troubles in this nation, this great and wonderful nation? Have you noticed the birds? He gives them food. Does he put it in their mouth? No, they have to go and get it. And one of the troubles in this nation is God gives, but men don't want to work. That's one of the problems. I won't go into that. That's another subject. But all of our blessings come from the Lord. And there is one thing that we should not do. We should not grumble and complain. All blessings come from above, and we should be a thankful people. Let me go back a little bit. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Verse 18. In everything give thanks. That's a tough one, isn't it? My wife can't walk. In everything, give thanks. How do you do it? Ephesians chapter 5, please. Verse 20. In everything, give thanks. Ephesians 5 and 20. Giving thanks always for all things. Not only in everything, but for all things. That's a tough one. Tell you a little story. One of our daughters was 3 years old, and she took sick. We took her to the pediatrician. The pediatrician could find nothing wrong, and the pediatrician sent her to the specialist. The specialist examined her, took x-rays, took laboratory tests, took all kinds of tests. Couldn't find out what was wrong with her. And every evening I came home, her cheeks were more and more sunken. I said, this child is dying. went to meeting on Friday night. The meeting which we have on Wednesday in that area was held on Friday. And I announced that my daughter was ill. At the end of a meeting, a dear sister, and sisters, you don't take the platform, but you have a real service. This sister came to me gently, kindly, and tenderly said to me, "Have you thanked the Lord for that child's illness? We just read it and everything you thank." And I sensed that what she said to me was directly from the Lord through her to me. And on the way home, driving that thought, give thanks. The child is dying and I must give thanks. I went home, got on my knees and said, "Lord, I cannot in all honesty thank you that this child is dying. Please get me to the point where I will willingly and truthfully say thanks that she's dying." It took 10 days before the Lord got me to that point. And I kneeled down and said, "Lord, you gave her to us. You're taking her. Thanks," and I meant it. What's the outcome? 2 weeks ago today, she was up here with her sister and with me. It isn't easy. Everything, give thanks. I'll tell you a little secret. Now, ladies don't like to tell their age. I remember a patient came to me, and for the sake of the record, I asked her, "How old are you?" She said, 28. A little over a year later, she came back. And checking the record, I said, "And how old are you?" 27. I said, "Look, that's for your friends, not for me. If you want to be helped, you better tell me your true age." Now, I'm not going to tell you this child's age, but I'll tell you this. She has seen her 50th birthday. And everything, give thanks. That's a hard one, isn't it? We are to give thanks, and we are not to grumble and complain. Oh, beloved, when God puts you through a testing, don't grumble and don't complain. Exodus chapter 16. Keep the pages turning and listen for the music. Exodus chapter 16. I have so many markers here that they're getting in the way. Chapter 16, yes. Verse 2. The whole congregation of the children of Israel murmured against Moses. Verse 3. The children of Moses of Israel said unto him, "Would to God we had died by the hand of the Lord in the land of Egypt, when we sat by the flesh pots, and when we did eat bread to the full. You have brought us into this wilderness to kill this whole assembly with hunger." Verse 8. Moses said, "This shall be when the Lord shall give you flesh in the evening to eat, and in the morning. The Lord hath heard your murmuring." Murmurings, groanings, complaints. Numbers chapter 17, please. Give thanks. Oh, beloved, don't murmur. Don't murmur. In everything, give thanks. And I tell you, it can be hard. In everything. I'll give you an example. You know why my wife isn't here? It's not because she doesn't want to be here. She can't walk. And the book says, "In everything, give thanks." How do you do it? Numbers chapter 17. Verse 10. The Lord said unto Moses, "Bring Aaron's rod again before the testimony, to be kept for a token against the rebels, and thou shalt quite take away their murmuring from thee, that they die not. Psalm 106. Murmuring. Psalm 106. We are to give thanks in all things, but do not murmur. Child of God, don't murmur. Psalm 106, verse 25. Start at verse 24. Yea, they despised the pleasant land, they believed not his word, but murmured in their tents, and hearkened not unto the voice of the Lord. Therefore he lifted up his hand against them, murmuring, murmuring, murmuring. I'm just about finished. You've heard the message. Give thanks in all things and don't murmur. I'm going to read you a little poem. I knew a man. His name was Horner. He used to live on Grumble Corner. Grumble Corner in Crosspatch Town. Isn't that quite a place to live? Where do you live, beloved? He never was seen without a frown. He grumbled at this, he grumbled at that. He growled at the dog and he growled at the cat. Oh my. How'd you like to live with him? He grumbled in the morning, he grumbled at night, and to grumble and groan was his chief delight. Oh my. He grumbled so much at his wife that she began to grumble as well as he. And all the children, wherever they went, reflected their parents' discontent. If the sky was dark and betokened rain, then Mr. Horner was sure to complain. And if there was not a cloud about, he grumbled because of a threatened drought. Quite a fellow, huh? His meals were never to his taste. He grumbled at having to eat in haste. The bread was poor, or the meat was tough, or else he hadn't half enough. And we'll take a little aside there. One day, Mr. Horner's wife one morning says, "Dear, what would you like for breakfast?" "I would like 2 eggs. "How would you like your eggs? One fried and one scrambled." A few minutes later, his wife called, "Dear, your breakfast is here. 1 egg scrambled and 1 fried. And Mr. Horner sat down and began to complain. "What's wrong, dear? You asked for 2 eggs, 1 fried and 1 scrambled. "Yes, but you fried the wrong egg." Young ladies, young men, don't you marry somebody like that. You'll be miserable. No matter how hard his wife might try to please her husband with a scornful eye, he'd look around and then with a scowl at something or other begin to growl. One day, as I loitered along the street, my old acquaintance I happened to meet, whose face was without the look of care and the ugly frown that he used to wear. "I may be mistaken," I said, as after saluting I turned my head. "But it is he. But it isn't Mr. Horner, who lived so long on Grumble Corner. I met him the next day, and I met him again, in melting weather and pouring rain, when stocks were up, when stocks were down, but a smile somehow replaced the frown. It puzzled me much, and so one day I seized his hand in a friendly way and said, 'Mr. Horner, I'd like to know what can have happened to change you so.' He laughed a laugh that was good to hear, for it told of a conscience calm and clear. And he said with none of the old-time drawl, I've changed my residence, that is all. Change your residence? Yes, said Mr. Horner. It wasn't healthy on Grumble Corner. And so I moved and made a change complete. You fight me on Thanksgiving Street. Now every day as I move along, the streets are filled with the busy throng. I watch each face and can tell where men and women and children dwell. And many a discontented mourner is spending his days on Rumble Corner, sour and sad, whom I long to entreat to take a house on Thanksgiving Street. Don't murmur. Don't complain. In everything, beloved, give thanks. As I said, it isn't always easy. It isn't always. But seek grace from God if you can't honestly give thanks and ask Him to help you to give thanks. He'll give it to you. We should be, and I believe we are, a thankful people. And the thing that I am most thankful for, what do you think it is? I have mentioned it before. I'm going to heaven. Are you? The fire and the torment my eyes shall never see. Well, that's something to be happy about, isn't it? My sisters just went there Thursday night. And one day I expect to see the Lord. He's the first person I'm going to look for. Then I'll look around for you and all the rest. What a prospect. In everything, give thanks. Hymn number 630, please. Just a little chorus. Oh, you're going to come? Fine. You know we are blessed in this assembly. Have you noticed the number of musicians that we have? Able musicians. That's a blessing. 630. Please excuse the constant refrain, but aren't you glad you saved? Thank you, Lord. Let us pray. Holy Father, we bow in thy presence. We come through the Lord Jesus Christ, and we thank thee for salvation. We thank thee for the work of our Lord Jesus Christ, bearing our sins in his body and shedding his blood to cleanse us from sin. We give thee thanks. And for our coming together here, even this morning, as we came to remember the Lord, for the session in the Sunday school, how good to read thy word and to see the pictures there of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. We thank thee for thy word. And now, as we are about to dismiss, we leave with thankful hearts in spite of the difficulties of the way. Take us to our several places of abode, we pray thee, in peace and in safety, as we give thee thanks. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.